But now I have finished my work in these regions, and after all these long years of waiting, I am eager to visit you. Paul is writing to the Romans and he says, now I have finished my work in these regions, and after all these long years, now I can visit you. God has a purpose for us, and he calls us to certain places, and we stay in those places until we are certain that God is calling us away, or he tells us that we are going away. So Paul really wanted to visit the Romans, and he tells them in the letter exactly that. But he's waited long years because God's got a plan for his life. And as Christians, it's about being obedient to God's plan. He has placed me here, and I will work hard for the gospel, for God's glory, where he has placed me. And there are many places that I would love to go, and there's many things that I would love to do, but actually I'm being obedient to what God is calling me to. And that's exactly what Paul has said. After all these long years of waiting, I'm eager to visit you. So the Romans are on Paul's heart as well. He wants to visit them. He's been eager. He hasn't lost that passion to visit them. But he knows in the bigger scheme of things that God had a plan, and he was using him at that time and in that place to spread the gospel, to build up churches, to disciple new believers, to make sure things are established. And when he knew, and for us as well, that that job has done, then he knows that he can move on to the next place. And what's really important as well is that we don't stay in a place too long. We think as Christians that this is it, I'm here forever, and we always have to check with God. God, do you still want me here? Is it my life to stay here all of my life for your glory? Or do you want me to be going somewhere else? That's just the Christian life, because we are of the world, but we don't live in the world, as it were. We fix our eyes on heaven. We fix our eyes on the destination. We are of God's kingdom. And so when we come to faith, God uses us. We offer ourselves to him and for his glory. And so that doesn't necessarily mean that just because we get called to a place, that place is the day that we live out our lives. We could be going to many places. Different things for different people. God's got a different plan for us. But what's really important is that we must ask him that question. Lord, is there anywhere else you want me to go when I finish here? Lord, make that obvious and known to me. It might not be. You might live in the place where you are all of your life. And on the other hand, you might not want that. But God says, please serve me here, because you are the right person. And you just yearn to go somewhere else. But don't worry. We will be with God in heaven, and it will be amazing. You will be rewarded for your sacrifice and your obedience. And what's going to be ready and waiting for us there is going to be far better than wanting to go to a certain place or whatever it might be. It will be so amazing. God understands that, and he will understand that we are serving him, being obedient and living sacrificially for his glory and to further his kingdom in those places. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for Paul's obedience to his calling, and may we do the same. Amen.